1 Corinthians chapter 10. For I do not want you to be ignorant, brothers, that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank of a spiritual rock which followed them, and the rock was Christ. But with most of them God was not well pleased, for they were strewn along in the wilderness. Now these things occurred as examples to us, that we should not be ones who lust after evil things, even as they also lusted, neither become idolaters, as some of them did. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink, and stood up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed fornication, and there fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us test Christ, as some of them tested him, and were destroyed by the serpents. Neither murmur, just as some of them murmured, and perished by the destroyer. Now these things happened to them as an example, and they were written for our admonition, unto whom the ends of the ages have come. So then, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has taken you except that which is common to man, and God is faithful, who will not allow that you be tempted beyond what you are able, but will, with the temptation, also make the way out, that you may be able to endure it. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to prudent men. You judge what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the fellowship of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the fellowship of the body of Christ? Seeing that there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. Look at Israel according to the flesh. Are not those who eat the sacrifices those who have fellowship with the altar? What then am I saying, that what is sacrificed to an idol is anything, or that an idol is anything? No, but that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. And I do not want you to become those who have fellowship with demons. You cannot drink the Lord's cup and the demon's cup. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and of the demon's table. Or do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? All things are lawful, but not all things are profitable. All things are lawful, but not all things build up. Let no one seek his own profit, but that of the other. Everything sold in a meat market, eat, asking no questions for conscience' sake. For the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. If any of the unbelievers invite you, and you wish to go, eat everything that is set before you, asking no question for conscience' sake. But if anyone says to you, this has been offered in sacrifice, do not eat, for his sake who pointed it out and for conscience' sake. Conscience, I say, not your own, but the other's. For why is my freedom judged by some other conscience? If I partake with thankfulness, why am I spoken evil of concerning that for which I give thanks? Therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Do not become a stumbling block, both to Jews and to Greeks and to the church of God. Even as I also please all men in all things, not seeking my own advantage, but that of the many, that they may be saved.